May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Prepare. Advent is a season of preparation. As a choir director and singer, preparation for Christmas Eve has always seemed to occupy Advent. So while we don't sing Christmas hymns or carols in church during Advent, there are always plenty of opportunities to practice. The same goes for Easter. When no one is watching our rehearsal, we actually sing Alleluias during Lent. It's very easy to be caught up in preparation, especially preparation for the celebration of Christmas. Everywhere we turn, we are bombarded with images and sounds that try to tell us how to make this Christmas the best ever. With media messages telling us how we have to rush out on the Friday before Advent even begins to find the best bargains on the perfect Christmas presents. Perhaps there was a television special or magazine issue by Martha Stewart with suggestions to help make your house fair as you are able, trim the hearth, and set the table. All these preparations in anticipation of one event. So often, the sense of joyful anticipation can be replaced by the stress of feeling overwhelmed by everything that needs to get done. There are often times that something happens, perhaps something weather-related, perhaps a health crisis involving a loved one, perhaps even a global pandemic that disrupted our lives last year. There are times when something happens and some or all of our preparations are cast aside and may even seem pointless in retrospect. Such is the nature of our worldly preparations. Our challenge is to balance preparing for the Christmas celebration with preparing the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. How would you react if you encountered someone down at Riverfront Park exhorting the passersby to repent and prepare the way of the Lord? I doubt I'd be lining up for a cleansing dip in the Connecticut River. Today's reading focuses more on who John is rather than his message. Instead of a psalm this morning, we said the Song of Zechariah from the first chapter of Luke. Earlier in that chapter, the archangel Gabriel appears to Zechariah and tells him that he will have a son and will name him John. Zechariah questions him and becomes mute until the birth and naming of the child. When he does speak again, Zechariah says very clearly, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, and you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways." All the Gospels identify John the Baptist as the one described in Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Only Luke includes the fifth verse of that passage, "And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." These verses of preparation, of prophecy, whether Isaiah or John, are set before the salvation event, before the ministry, passion, and resurrection of Jesus. John had no idea how things would transpire, neither did Isaiah. We read these verses, and Luke wrote them, through a post-resurrection lens. We know how the story ends, and that's why we are here today. We have heard the good news. We have seen the salvation of God. What more reason can there be for joyful expectation? To put it in a modern context, we have peeked and know what's under the tree. Generally, we prepare for an event in the future, usually something we have some idea when it will happen, such as December 25th. But how do we prepare for something that has happened 2,000 years in the past? Last week's gospel reading urged us to keep alert, to keep awake, not to prepare, but to be prepared. John came to go before the Lord and prepare his ways. The way of the Lord has already been prepared by all the Old Testament prophets, culminating in John the Baptist. And that way has been shown to us by Christ himself. Perhaps we are not called now to prepare the way, but to maintain the way, which can be just as difficult at times, and to follow in the way. Bishop Curry has very often stated, "Love is the way." When we think of Advent preparations in these terms, why should we just prepare and wait for Christmas to come to us? Let us be prepared. Let us rush out on the highway to meet him. Let us walk in the way of the Lord. Let us walk in love as Christ has loved us.